The Secret Runners of New York. Written by Matthew Riley and read by Jackie Duncan. The girl in the torn bridal gown ran for her life through Central Park. Thorny branches slashed her cheeks as she charged headlong through the undergrowth. It was late, well after midnight. The park and the city around it were dark and silent. Becky Taylor's normally pretty 17-year-old face was smeared with blood and dirt. Across her forehead, written in red lipstick, were the words, "Head Girl." The crimson letters were streaked with desperate sweat. Becky ducked her head as she rushed frantically through the brush, leading with her forearm. Amid all the bloody scratches on that arm were some marks near the wrist. Four vertical lines, 1, 2, 3, 4. Rising above the trees behind Becky, black shadows against the nighttime sky, were the iconic buildings of Central Park West, the colossal Museum of Natural History, and some of the most famous and expensive apartment buildings in the world. The San Remo, the Majestic, and the Dakota. Not a single light glowed within them. Her heart pounding, her lungs burning, Becky kept running as fast as she could. She could hear them behind her, running, grunting, hunting. And then she pushed through a final thicket and suddenly the ground dropped away in front of her and Becky pulled up with a lurch, narrowly avoiding falling down a 7-foot drop. In her ripped bridal gown, Becky Taylor risked a smile. She'd reached the 79th Street transverse. She was almost there. She quickly lowered herself down the 7-foot wall that flanked the sunken roadway and dashed across it. Of course, the road that had once allowed vehicular traffic to cross Central Park was now empty. Like the darkened city around it, it was eerily deserted. Weeds, grass, and ivy had grown up through the bitumen, cracking it, warping it. Abandoned cars lay at all angles. The weeds had simply engulfed them. Not a soul could be seen. It was just Becky in this dead, empty city, and her pursuers. Around her left wrist was a ring of torn, bloody skin. Becky had awoken here bound to a streetlight, her hands tied behind her back with rope. After some very painful struggling, she'd managed to wrench her left hand free of the bonds and begun this frantic run home. Becky sprinted across the roadway and clambered up the stone wall on its opposite side. A minute later, she rounded a corner and saw it, the Swedish cottage. The Swedish cottage was a strange brown, wood-walled, gingerbread-style house that was actually built in Sweden in the 1870s and shipped to the U.S. soon after as a gift from the government of Sweden. It sits in Central Park beside the Shakespeare Garden, out of time, out of fashion, and out of place. It wasn't the cottage that Becky was after, but what lay behind it. She dashed around the brown building and came to a dirt clearing on the other side. There she saw the low stone well. Becky hurried over to the well and leapt straight into it, pressing her hands and feet against its close walls and lowering herself down the tight, vertical shaft. 20 feet later, she emerged inside the mysterious tunnel at the bottom of the well. She dropped the last few feet and hurried down the tunnel until she saw the ancient stone doorway and stopped dead. The exit wasn't open. She couldn't get out.